Upload with Adam Crowther.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Right then, it is 7:15. It is a Monday night, 10th of January. Hope you're doing all right. It's the first time I'm back in the studio since the new year, because blinking COVID. But it's good because we get to chat to people again in real life, including this week's House Band Artist of the Week, James Stevens. Evening.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's good to see you. I mean, I have seen you before, so...
We've met before in real life. Yeah. You've come along to some of the different events and bits and pieces that we've done. You've sent us mixes in the past.
Yes.
As part of our DJ takeover. But you're here, you're in the studio. You're going to play a live session in a few minutes.
Yeah, no, very much looking forward to it. Thank you for having me. And we'll see how it goes.
It'll be brilliant, I'm sure. Now, James, you're a DJ.
Yeah.
How long have you been DJing for?
It's around about 8 years now.
Really?
Which has just gone so quickly.
How did you get into it?
So at university, I decided to set up a radio show on the student radio station.
Yeah.
We called it Late Night Beats, and we focused on a different genre of music each week. So drum and bass, house, R&B, hip hop, everything, literally. Mm-hmm. And then it sort of snowballed from there, really. So started doing small clubs and bars in Bristol and Bath, and then started going to bigger bars and clubs and so on and so forth. So it all started at the university, UWE in Bristol, and it was just a little hobby, really. You know, had my little DJ controller, and then it sort of, everything got bigger, a bigger DJ controller, a bigger club,
and so
on and so forth.
And it's exciting when things like that grow.
Yeah.
Because you go from that sort of, you know, playing things out on a cart machine and pressing go.
Literally, yeah.
And then suddenly then you're like, oh, I can try and do some mixing and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah. You go from having lots of aids to not many aids. But I think I started on, it was called a Neumark Mixtrack Pro, which is a real basic controller.
Right.
Great for beginners.
Yeah.
You know, had my laptop in me, had the sync button, so if anything went wrong, you know, you can
rely on the sync button. Beat match for you.
Exactly. But it was, you know, it's a good way to start.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, I'll just do the radio show until I'm at uni and that's it. But I started loving music more and more, and there's not particularly one genre I like, so I just played everything, literally everything. And because there's when someone asks you what sort of music do you like, I like music if I like the song. You know, there's not particularly one genre. Actually, maybe one, heavy metal. Yeah, we'll avoid that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the sort of stuff you'll play in a club,
no,
necessarily.
No, so which is, right, yeah, I'm all right there, yeah. So
so when you first got into doing your radio stuff, is it something that you sort of stopped just because you didn't have sort of access to doing it when you stopped being a student, or...?
I don't know, actually.
Would you like to do more of it, do you think? Maybe community station here on the BBC, maybe one day?
You never know. I mean, is this a job offer right now? I mean,
who knows,
am I,
James,
being interviewed?
Anything's possible in this place, isn't
it? I'll tell you what, you know, definitely. Yeah, 100%. I mean, some of my favourite DJs started on the radio. DJ EZ, for example, he started on... Well, I started listening to him on Kiss FM.
Yeah.
And, and he's lucky enough to DJ in the best venues in the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of his talent comes from being a radio presenter and a DJ.
So, you get to love music, you get to sort of play out music and play to an audience and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The only difference is that when you're doing it in a club, you can see people.
Yeah.
And they're
in a different state as well.
Yeah, exactly. You could probably get away with a few more mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. Very true. You know, sometimes I'll mix and I'll go, oh, that was terrible, now and again, and then like I look out in the crowd, they don't have a clue.
Happy days. That's a benefit. You got a gig a little later on tonight.
Yes, in Bath. Yeah,
where are you playing later if people wanted to come and sort of see you perform in person?
Yeah, it's called Labyrinth in Bath. Starts at 9:30. Get down now, it's a great club. I'm looking forward to it.
Look at you, Busy Bee, performing here on the BBC, going and DJing in a club in Bath later.
Yeah, you know, busy. No, it's,
the busy life of a DJ.
No, it is great fun. I can't complain. It's brilliant.
And we're going to be chatting to you every night this week, of course, your yep. house band artist of the week. And we're going to sort of, you mentioned about that sort of thing about not being pinned down to one genre too much with the music you like. And we're going to get yep. a bit of a showcase of that through this week with the different mixes that you're going to do for us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I plan on doing a house mix, a drum and bass mix, a garage mix.
Nice.
Different variations of house. So yeah, the idea is to hopefully, you know, showcase what I enjoy mixing and the fact that it's just not just one genre. So hopefully we can please a lot of different musical tastes.
Yeah, it's not just sort of all that house music that DJs play, eh?
Well, Bristol is drum and bass, really drum and bass heavy.
Yeah,
Bristol.
Huge scene for drum and bass.
Definitely.
Huge yeah. scene. Right, James, we're going to get you ready, set up in the White Room studio to do your set. What can people expect from this first set for you tonight?
Expect what I would call the classic bangers.
Yeah.
That people like to sing along in the club with a bit of a twist. There you go.
Bit of a twist, you tease. People want to find out more, James. Where do they go? What do they search for to find out more about you online?
Search DJ James Stevens on all socials, and that's Stevens with a PH.
The proper way.
Yeah, the proper way. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, cool. That's the one.
Brilliant. James, cheers.
Thank you.
Upload with Adam Crowther.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Here, James, live session in a few minutes' time here on BBC Radio Bristol. Here's Camilla Cabello.